Barry from New York asks, my question is, what is the Jewish outlook on the nation of Amalek nowadays? How can we, the Jewish people, feel that we have been wronged by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and their goal to exterminate the Jewish people? Aren't we as Jews required by the Torah to annihilate Amalek? Furthermore, the Torah goes as far as to command us to kill every single mother and child, regardless of age. Although we don't know who Amalek is nowadays, if we did know, do we still hold them accountable for the sins of their fathers over 2,500 years ago and seek to destroy them? An answer would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for your time. Okay, basically, there is only one answer to your question, and that is yes. We are commanded to annihilate Amalek, and for what, not only for what their ancestors did 2,500 years ago, but because they represent the embodiment of evil. The difference between us and the Nazis is that God told us to do this. And God created Amalek. He gives life to the Amalekim, and he has the right to take it from them. If you believe that the Torah is true, and that God himself commanded us to destroy Amalek, then there's no question. If you don't believe in that, then there is no philosophical way of distinguishing between what we do to Amalek and what the Nazis wanted to do to us. However, we do believe in the Torah. We do believe that the command to kill Amalek comes from the God who created and sustains the universe, and therefore that is something that God has the right to command, and no human being on their own can come to decide to destroy or annihilate other people.